Hi, this is Andrew with Geek News Central, coming to you live from the Gadget Show. I'm with Ian from Sonos. We're going to talk about Sonos and some of their new products. Ian, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sonos first?
Okay, well, Sonos is a wireless hi-fi music streaming system that allows you to listen to music of your choice anywhere in your home. Up to 31 different rooms, so you can have a Sonos speaker in the kitchen, one in the sitting room, one in the dining room, one in the kids' bedroom, one in the other kids' bedroom. And through each of those, you could be listening to the same music at the same volume level. You could be listening to different music at different volume levels. If the music coming from your son's bedroom is a little bit too loud, you're in the kitchen, you can turn it down, because the whole thing is controlled by iPads or iPhones or Android phones or laptops. So through this one pipe coming in via your router into the Sonos bridge, you have the world of music at your fingertips, 100,000 radio stations from all around the world. And through music streaming, any music that you can think of, search for it, down it comes. Plus your own music collection from your digital library, of course.
Yeah, I think you've got quite a few partnerships. I saw the sign.
Yes, and growing all the time. Probably Spotify is the one that everybody relates to, and Napster as well, but that's adding to all the time.
And I assume if you're playing from your home, you're DLNA compliant and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. And you've got a new product out, or the Play 3?
Well, new-ish, launched last July. But that opens the door to Sonos to a wider audience, because there's an entry-level price point, so under £300. So we get the Play 3, good for the smaller rooms. You can pair two of them together, so you've got stereo pair. And then for larger rooms, we have the Play 5. And then if you have an existing set of speakers that you spent an awful lot of money on and you don't want to get rid of, you can add those to your wireless network by adding the Kinect amp. And if you have an existing stack system that, again, you want to include as part of the network, you can add that using the Kinect.
Well, that's great. Look, thanks so much, Ian. It's much appreciated.
You're very welcome. And there will be some new products coming later in the year, but obviously I can't share what they are. But yes, keep your eyes peeled.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.